以下讲座是关于《圣典博加雅谈》第四篇第25章第47个诗节，题目是《身体的闸口之一——眼睛》。讲经者是 Nisimha Swami Maharaj， 讲经的日期是2003年10月20号，地点是香港庙。
Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 25, The Characteristics of King Puranjan, Text Number 47.
Kadyotavirmukhi
Cha Prag Dwarav
Ekatra
Nirmite
Vibrajitam
Janapadam
Yati
Tabyam
Jumat
Sukha
Kadyotavir
Mukhi
Chaprag
Dwara Vekatra
Nirmita
Dwara Vekatra Nirmita Nirmite
Vibrajitam
Janapadam
Yati
Tabyam
Jumatsuka
Kadyotavir Mukhi
Chaprag
Dwara Vekatra
Nirmite
Vibrajitam
Janapadam
Yati Tabyam
Jumatsuka
Kadyotavir
Mukhi
Chaprag
Dwara
Vekatra
Nirmite
Vibrajitam
Janapadam
Yati Tabyam
Jumatsuka
Kadyota
of the name Kadyota
Mingzi Gyujo Kadyota
Avirmukhi of the name Avirmukhi
of the name of Chengwai Avirmukhi
Cha
also Yikdo
Prak toward the eastern side
Siuhang Dongmin
Dwaro
two gates Langdo Sengmun
Ekatra
in one place joy yakadefang
Nirmite
were constructed Beginjo
Vibrajitam
of the name Vibrajita Tengwai Vibrajita
Janapadam
City Singsi
Yati
used to go 經常要去的
Tabyam
by them 由他們
Jumat of the name Juman
稱為 Juman
Saka
with his friend 與他的朋友
Translation: The two gates named Kadyota and Avirmukhi were situated facing the eastern side, but they were constructed in one place. Through these two gates, the king used to go to the city of Vibrajit, accompanied by a friend whose name was Juman.
英文由聖巴巴提供啦。咁呢兩道閘門咧嘅名字咧就叫做 Kadyota 同埋 Avirmukhi 啦。咁咧他们呢处于呢是朝向东面的他们呢是起在同一个地方啦这个国王呢经常呢都 去呢個城市叫 Ribajita 咧，通過呢兩道門嘅。咁佢同埋一個朋友一齊去咧，叫 Juman 嘅。
Purport. The two names Kadyota and Avirmukhi mean glowworm and torchlight. This indicates that of the two eyes, the left eye is less powerful in its ability to see. Although both eyes are constructed in one place, one is stronger than the other in the power to see. The king, or the living entity, uses these two gates to see things properly, but he cannot see unless accompanied by a friend, whose name is Duman. This friend is the sun. Although the two eyes are situated in one place, they have no power to see without the sunlight. Vibrajitam janapadam. If one wants to see something very clearly, vibrajitam, he must see it with two eyes and the assistance of his friend, the sunlight. Within this body, everyone is a king because he uses his different gates according to his own will. Although he is very much proud of his power to see or hear, he is nonetheless dependent on the assistance of nature.
要指呢兩個名字咧 ，Kajota 同埋 Avimukhi 咧嘅意思咧，即係好似會放光嘅蟲咁樣咧，就或者係同埋第一個咧就係放光嘅蟲啦，第二個咧就係電筒咁樣嘅。咁咧呢一個咧係指我哋嘅兩個眼睛啦，左眼咧係比嘅左眼嘅視力咧原來係較為差啲嘅。咁咧雖然咧兩隻眼咧都起喺同一個地方啦，但係咧一隻眼咧比另一隻眼咧有更好嘅視力嘅。咁呢個國王啦，或者生物體咧，用呢兩個城門咧去咁好恰當咁去睇一啲事情啦。但係咧，除非咧佢有佢嘅朋友陪伴咧，佢嘅朋友叫 Duman 咧，一齊咧，咁咧佢冇辦法去睇到嘢嘅。咁呢個朋友咧就係太陽啦。咁雖然咧呢兩個眼睛咧係處於同一個位置咧，佢哋咧係冇能力咧去睇嘢啊，除非咧係有太陽嘅存在。Ribajitam Janapadam， 如果一個人想咧好清楚咁去見到嘢嘅時候咧，叫 Ribajitam 咧，佢一定咧要有用佢嗰兩隻眼睛啦，同埋咧佢嘅朋友嘅輔助，呢個朋友咧就係陽光啦。咁咧喺呢個身體之內咧，每一個人咧都係國王啦，因為咧佢用佢唔同嘅城門咧係去咧跟佢自己嘅意欲咧去使用佢唔同嘅城門佢嘅感官嘅。雖然咧佢係非常之咧驕傲於咧佢能夠去見到嘢同埋聽嘢嘅能力啦。但是無論如何咧，佢係完全咧都係要依靠呢個物質自然嘅幫助。Right, Maharaj.
Okay. Omagyana Timarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. We are hearing the analogy of King Puranjana as told by Narada Muni.
咁咧，而家我哋喺度講聽緊咧，就係呢個 Narada Muni 向呢個國王嘅一個比喻嘅故事。
So he is describing that the body is like a city with gates.
他形容呢個身體好似一個城市呢，有不同的城門的。
And today he's talking, we're hearing about the two gates which are made by the eyes.
今天呢，他就講呢，這兩道城門呢，就是呢，其實是指我們的眼睛的。
These two gates are known as Kadyota and Avirmukhi.
咁而呢兩個眼睛兩個城門咧，個名咧叫 Kajota 同埋 Avimukhi 啦。
And these words, one means glowworm, and the other means torchlight.
咁呢兩個字一個字咧解呢個好似放光蟲咧，一個咧就解電筒啦。
So a glowworm is bright, but only at night.
咁咧呢個放光嘅螢火蟲啦，可能叫咁咧，佢咧就係夜晚先會放光嘅啫。
So the light from the glowworm, the power of the glowworm is very insignificant compared to a torchlight.
咁所以一個放光蟲同一個 torchlight， you mean electricity one or a?
Well, it could be either.
Or with
anyway, a powerful light.
Okay， 咁咧一個字咧就解放光蟲啦，一個咧就係解一個。電筒啦，或者一個強力啲嘅一個光芒啦。
So these two names are given to show us that the power of the eyes are not the same. That one eye is stronger than the other.
咁呢度其實指出咧，就係話我哋兩個眼睛嘅視力係唔同嘅，一隻眼咧係比另外一隻眼係差啲嘅。
The right eye sees much stronger than the left eye.
原來咧，右眼咧係比左眼嘅視力咧係更加強嘅。
And this is surprising because both the eyes are situated in the same place.
咁係好奇呢樣嘢好奇怪啦，因為咧兩隻眼都係處於同一個位置啦。
And they have the same construction.
有同樣嘅結構啦。
But one eye is stronger than the other.
一隻眼咧係比另外一隻眼咧係強啲嘅。
Why should it be like that？
點解會係咁嘅咧
？We should think about this。
我應該諗下。
We can understand there are some special arrangement, some special construction or designer behind this body。
咁我應該其實思考下咧，其實可能喺呢個身體設計嘅背後咧係有啲原因嘅。
So then, some more points are made that it is described that the king likes to go out through these gates, and he would go to the city of Vibrajita. The king goes to the city of Vibrajita.
咁國王咧，有時咧會去出遊啦。咁佢會通過呢啲城門咧去 Vibrajita 呢個地方啦。
And he goes accompanied by his friend Duman.
咁佢咧就會同佢一個朋友叫 Duman 一齊去啦。
So Vibrajita, the meaning of this word Vibrajita is means when we like to, when we see something very clearly.
咁 Vibrajita 咧嘅意思即係話咧，當我哋睇一啲事情咧非常清楚咁樣睇到。
But in order to see something clearly, we need the light of the sun.
咁但係當我哋需要清晰咁去睇到事物嘅時候咧，我哋就需要咧陽光嘅輔助啦。
So this is a friend Duman。
咁咧呢個朋友咧就係 Duman 啦。
That without the light of the sun, we can't see things so clearly。
咁如果冇陽光咧，我哋唔可以咧咁清楚睇見啲事物嘅。
I have a lot of experience of this now, my own.
Maharaj 有好多經驗啦，而家對呢方面。
I have to go and sit in the light of the sun to see clearly.
我而家咧有時睇唔清楚咧，佢就要去陽光好光陽光底下咧先睇到。
A little light bulb is not enough to see clearly for me.
一個燈膽咧，我就睇唔清楚嘅。
But in the light of the sun, then I can see. I can do a lot of reading.
咁喺陽光底下咧，我可以睇好多書嘅。
So in the same way, this analogy is very nice. It helps it to understand how much dependent we are on nature to be able to use our senses.
咁呢個比喻非常之好嘅，咁呢個即係話咧，我哋係幾咁係依靠咧物質自然咧，係使用我哋嘅感官嘅。
That we cannot enjoy the eyes without the help of the material nature.
我哋咧係唔可以享受我哋嘅感官啦，如果我哋冇物質自然嘅幫助。
In the darkness of night, We cannot see. Our eyes don't find any pleasure. You can't see anything to look at.
咁黑夜咧就唔可，我哋咧就因為乜都睇唔到啦，就唔可以享受啦。
Of course, we've used a lot of, we've made a lot of artificial arrangements so that we can see at night as well.
咁而家咧，我哋咧整咗做咗好多人造嘅設施咧，令到我哋夜晚都可以睇嘢啦。
But that is also again using nature's resources in order to.Give us that artificial to create this artificial environment.
就算係咁樣咧，我哋都係要使用咧物質自然嘅能量咧，先可以令到我哋咧夜晚黑咧都可以睇到嘢。
So again, it shows that we're dependent on nature in order to enjoy our senses.
咁呢度咧係好清楚咧顯示出咧，我哋係要依靠物質自然咧先可以享受我哋嘅感官。
And we should understand when we take nature's resources that this nature.This is the property of the Supreme Lord Krishna.
咁當我哋咧使用大自然嘅能量嘅成嘅資源嘅時候咧，我哋明白到咧呢啲資源咧係嚟自咧至尊主嘅。
Nature is not impersonal.
大自然咧係唔係非人格嘅。
Just like each and every one of us have our own particular nature.
咁就好似我哋每一個人咧都可以有我哋自己嘅本質啦。
Somebody is hardworking. Somebody is lazy. Somebody is angry.
有啲人勤力啦，有啲人懶惰啦，有啲人好容易發嬲啦。
Everyone has their own particular nature。
每一個人都有佢哋自己咧好特別嘅本質嘅。
And when we speak about nature of this world, we should understand there's a personality behind it。
咁所以當我哋講到咧呢個物質世界嘅 大自然的时候呢，我们就应该明白呢，背后是有个人物的。
So, and if we're dependent on nature in order to use our senses like our eyes, it's obvious that we have some responsibility or we have some duty to repay nature.
咁当我哋讲到咧，我哋就算睇嘢咧，都要依靠大自然嘅帮忙嘅时候咧，咁即系话咧，我哋系要亏欠咗大自然啦，要去还一啲即系有咁义务咧，去回报嘅。
That we should use our senses in the service of that proprietor of the material nature.
咁咧，我哋咧应该咧用我哋嘅感官咧去服务咧呢个大自然嘅主人啊。
It's in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami describes that one who will not look on the form of the Lord, then his eyes are just like some decoration on the feathers of a peacock.
Sukadeva Goswami.
Yeah.
Sukadeva Goswami 咧讲到咧，如果我哋嘅眼睛咧唔用嚟睇至尊主咧，咁咧我哋嘅眼睛咧就系好似一个孔雀羽毛上面一啲装饰噶啦。
There's a famous famous section in the second canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
咁咧喺《聖典博加亞談》第二篇有一個部分咧非常之出名嘅。
Sukadeva Goswami is really preaching very heavily to materialistic people.
Sukadeva Goswami 咧好強烈咁咧對啲物質主義者咧係傳教嘅。
So the eyes on the feathers of the peacock look very beautiful, but they cannot see anything.
咁一塊孔雀羽毛上面嘅一個好似嗰個上面嘅眼睛咧，就唔可以睇嘢嘅。
In the same way, you may have beautiful eyes, but if you don't use your eyes to look at the beautiful form of the deities, your eyes are worthless.
咁就算你有一對好美麗嘅眼睛啦，但如果你唔去用你嘅眼睛咧去緊見咧。神像的美麗呢，咁你的眼睛呢是完全冇價值的。
Sukadeva Goswami, in the purport to that verse, Srila Prabhupada then goes on to talk about the importance of worshipping the deity in one's home.
咁後尾咧，帕帕亦睇耀子亦都跟著講咧，係話説到咧喺屋企咧崇拜神像嘅重要性。
And he says every home they should keep some deity, and he said everybody over 12 years old should be initiated.
爸爸話咧，每一個家庭咧都應該設置一啲神像啦，供奉一啲神像啦，而每一個人咧係大過十二歲以上咧就應該啟迪噶啦。
And the whole day should be arranged that they perform all the different artists throughout the day。
咁整日呢個嘅程序咧就係咧喺度進行咧唔同嘅art 嘅儀式嘅。
But then he says, but still, if you're not for some reason you're not able to install a deity in your home, then you should go to a temple where deity worship is being performed.
如果你屋企咧唔可以咧係供奉神像咧，咁你最少咧就要去一個廟宇咧係有神像啦，同埋有 art 嘅儀式舉行嘅。
And there you can see the deity and you can offer some prayers and do some worship.
你去到個廟宇咧，你就可以去緊見神像啦，同埋咧去祈下禱啦。
So this is the real business of our eyes.
咁呢一樣咧，先至係我哋眼睛真正需要做嘅事情。
Not that we just simply use our eyes to watch television all day and night.
就唔係話日日夜夜咧，就用我哋眼睛喺度睇電視啦。
This is what people actually think is the purpose of their eyes nowadays, or to sit in front of a computer.
現代嘅人咧，就認為佢哋嘅眼睛係要嚟睇電腦啦。
We have the example of Bilvamangal Thakur that he was going to Vrindavan, but on his way to Vrindavan, he was invited to the home of a Brahmana to take some food.
咁咧，呢個有一個好出名嘅聖人啦 ，Bilvamangal Thakur 咧，佢有一次咧去 Vrindavan 途中咧，有一位婆羅門咧邀請佢咧去到佢屋企啦。
So when he went to the Brahmana's home, he noticed the Brahmana had a very attractive young wife.
咁當呢個 Bilvamangala Thakur 去到呢個婆羅門屋企嘅時候咧，發現咧呢個婆羅門咧有一位好年輕啦、好有吸引力嘅妻子。
So he was the Brahmana was saying, if there's any way I can serve you, if I have anything I can offer you in my home, please say it. Will be my pleasure to help, to give you to offer service to you.
咁呢個婆羅門就同佢講啦，話我無論你想你需要乜嘢，我屋企有啲乜嘢可以服務你，你就講俾我聽啦咁。
So Bilvamangal, he had already had some dealings with a prostitute, and he'd been somehow hit by the hard words of his prostitute girlfriend Chintamani that he should be going to, that he should go to Vrindavan and find Krishna.
咁咧，Bigalamangala Thakula之前咧，已經係有一位妓女嘅女朋友啦。呢個妓女咧有一啲嚴厲嘅説話咧，係即係警醒咗佢啦，叫佢咧，佢應該咧去Vrindavan咧找尋Krishna。
So again, the lust came up in his heart, and he saw the Brahmana's wife, and the Brahmana was saying, "You can have anything you want." So he was thinking, "Really, anything? I could have your wife even."
咁咧，Bilmangala Thakula內心咧就諗，即係佢咁樣講嘅時候咧，佢就內心咁樣諗啦。啊，咁係咪即係我連即係佢嘅色慾咧又開始浮現出嚟啦？咁咧，佢就諗係咪連你嘅妻子我都可以要咧
？So then, somehow Krishna in his heart gave him the intelligence to understand this was wrong.
咁 Krishna 喺內心咧就啟蒙佢咧，知道令到佢明白到咧咁樣嘅想法咧係錯誤嘅。
So he asked the Brahmana's wife, "Please give me a pin from your hair."
咁咧，佢咧就請求呢位婆羅門嘅太太咧係俾一支針髮針佢啦。
And he took the pin and cut out his eyes.
咁呢個Bilamangala Thakula用呢支針咧係刺盲咗佢嘅眼睛。
Because he thought these eyes are simply giving me so much trouble.
佢諗啦，呢啲眼睛俾我咁多嘅麻煩。
That they're simply driving me to from one sin to another.
佢哋咧帶領我咧由一個罪惡嘅活動咧到另外一個罪惡嘅活動。
So he decided he'd be better off without his eyes.
咁佢諗佢不如冇眼睛就更加好啦。
So of course that is not necessary. That is not our philosophy.
咁呢個唔係必須嘅，呢個唔係我哋嘅哲學嚟嘅，其實。
But it's certainly true that the uncontrolled senses drive us to perform so many sinful activities.
咁肯定地咧，呢啲咁瘋狂嘅感官咧，係令到我哋咧驅策我哋咧係做好多唔同嘅罪惡嘅活動嘅。
Srimad Bhagavatam says like that, Nimitta Matra, Nasadu Manye Yata Atmano Yam Sadapi Klesha Da Asa Deha. That because of the strong desire for sense gratification, we perform sinful activities.
因為咧，我哋咁強烈嘅享樂嘅慾望咧，我哋咧。
And as a result of these sinful activities, we have to take another birth in the material world. So Bilvamangal decided better to get rid of my eyes, they're my enemy. So we have to learn to use our eyes to see spiritually.
我哋咧应该学会咧，用我哋嘅眼睛咧，系灵性化佢啦。
In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells us the perfection of vision.
咁咧，Krishna咧讲咗俾我哋听咧，呢个视力嘅完美咧。
Well, first of all, he has. There's the lower level. Seeing the super soul within every living entity.
咁首先咧就係見到生物體咧心中嘅超靈嘅存在啦。
Vijabhinaya sampani brahmani gavi hastini sunichai vaswapaki cha samo pandita darshana. To see people come for darshan, to see the deities. So samo pandita darshana, seeing everybody equally. The pandit, the learned person, sees everybody with equal vision.
咁一個有學識嘅人咧，佢就會用一個平等嘅視力咧去睇每一個生物體。Elephant,
cow, dog, dog eater, and learned and gentle brahmana.
咁就係咧大象啦，呢個狗啦，吃狗者啦，牛啦，同埋呢個有學識嘅婆羅門咧，佢哋都係一樣。But
on a higher stage, we can see a devotee can see Krishna in everything.
咁喺一個更高嘅層次嘅時候，一個奉獻者咧就可以睇到 Krishna 同埋其他嘅一切啦。Krishna
says, "Yomam pasyati sarvatra sarvam chamai pasyati
tashyaham na pranashyami, satyamina pranashyati. For one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost to him, nor is he ever lost to me.
當一個人在無處都每一個地方都見到我的時候或者我也都見到他的時候他永遠都不會迷失於我的托庇底下的
So that is perfect vision.
這就是完美的視域了
Sometimes people would say that Wow, I thought your guru was perfect. Why does he need glasses to see if he's perfect?
有些人跟我說 我以為你的靈性導師是完美的,為何他要戴眼鏡看書呢?
Well, the guru is perfect, but he sees, he does not see with his, just with glasses, but he sees through the eyes of scripture.
那這個靈性導師其實他不只是用肉眼去看東西,他是用經典的眼睛去看東西的。
That is also real vision, Shastra Chakshus, to see with the proper vision.
那這個是真正的視域,就是
There's another story about was it Gorkishore Das Babaji? Gorkishore Das Babaji, he was in his old age, he was having a lot of trouble with his eyes, and he wanted his so Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati, who was his only disciple, wanted to take him to Calcutta to see a doctor.
他年紀很老邁的時候,他視力非常差,他的門徒Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur就想帶他去加爾各答那裡醫治他的眼睛。So
they were living in Mayapur, and Gorkishore Das Babaji said, I will not go to Calcutta, I will not go to the material world.
Gorkishore Das Babaji Maharaj 即是他當時住在馬來普,他說我不會去加爾各答,我不會去這個物質世界。
So although he was having some problem with his eyes, he understood, he could see very clearly, he was living in the spiritual world.
雖然他的物質眼睛是有疾病,但他的靈性眼睛是看得非常清楚的,他是居住在靈性世界。
So this is proper use of our eyes, to see the Holy Dham,
To see the deities.
If we use our eyes in this way, then but this is perfect use of the senses. But we can also understand how limited our vision is.
我亦都要明白,我們的視力是很有限制的。
And how dependent we are on higher powers to be able to see.
我們是多麼依靠更高的權威,權力去看東西。
Just like it says some people, they can see the future and they can see the past.
就好像有些人能知過去未來。
Some people can see other people's auras.
有些人可以看到別人的那些 Aura.
Yeah, you know the aura?
Aura, 光環. See, I don't know how they say in Chinese, maybe 能量,
Guang.
Energy, something like
that. Yeah, I don't know what they say. Anyway, then cats, of course, they can see in the dark.
那貓就可以黑夜看到東西.
Why some creatures they can see from very, very far away. They said like this, birds, eagles, they fly in the sky, they can see something very miles down on the ground, they can see.
有些動物,像麻鷹,它就可以在很遠距離都見到一些很細小的物件。So
different creatures, according to their different needs, they're provided with different powers of vision.
不同生物看,因為它們的需要, 他們是被提供了有不同的視力的。
All of these arrangements help to it makes it so obvious that there's some superior intelligence behind everything.
這些安排其實很明顯就是有更高的智慧在背後作一些安排。
And therefore it's only natural that we should offer all of our respects to that supreme.
所以很自然我们就应该是向这个更高的权力那里是顶致敬致敬的。
And recognize that at any moment that power can be taken away from us.
我们也要明白在每一刻任何一刻我们可能这些能力都会被拿走。
One just has to look up, the sun, up at the sun for a long time and your eyes will be ruined forever.
你只需要恶高头望着太阳一段时间你的眼睛可能永久就是失明的了。
So, we're so helpless actually in this material world, but somehow people are, we're so foolish that we think that we're very powerful.
其实这个物质世界是这么无助的。但是很多很蠢人他们就以为自己非常有力量。
So in this way, Narada Muni is describing about these different gates and the different senses in the body, helping Puranjana to understand his position in this material world.
Narada Muni 就描述这个城市的不同的城门，即是不同的感官。
That he's a tiny, insignificant living entity struggling with his senses.
这个国王呢只不过一个是微不足道的生物体呢在这个物质世界里挣扎求存呢。
And his real business is to surrender to the Supreme Lord.
而这个生物体的真正的事务呢就是要去归依给至尊主呢。
Any questions?
有没有什么问题啊？用评语。
Anybody got any more stories about eyes and seeing?
I've heard the ego.
Yeah.
The ego can see 360 degrees. The eyes are like this, and then, but they can, when they look forward, actually they can see everything, oh. even behind.
Oh, really?
I've heard that. 或者鹰马，我听有个人讲咧，话马鹰咧可以咧睇360度嘅，即系咧可能佢净系望住前面咧，但系其实佢望晒后边嘅，个设计系咁。
Indra has eyes all over his body.
天帝 Indra 咧，整个身体咧都生晒眼睛。
His body is covered in eyes.
佢整个身体咧都布满咗眼睛。
Do you know why?
He's been cursed, right?
Yeah, he was cursed.
佢系被诅咒啦。
Because he was so lusty.
因为咧佢太重，色欲心太重啦。Did he get rid of that curse afterward?
But that was how originally the curse was much worse. Then it was reduced to just eyes.
Oh, 咁佢原本个嘴就更加惨啲嘅，咁佢后来就系减到咧，净系得生晒眼睛喺个身体嗰度。
Because of his, because he became degraded. So. With your eyes. Go through the beam, the sun beams, to the sun planet. Yeah, maybe some yoga power, yoga system that you can ride on the sun beams or something. And go to the sun planet, and take a fiery body, and live on the sun planet. I don't know. Anyway, the sun is the eye of the Lord in the universal form, in the Virata Roop. The sun represents the eye of the Lord.
咁咧，太阳咧就系喺Krishna 嘅宇宙形象咧，代表眼睛嘅，即系主嘅眼睛就系太阳。
One of the higher planets, one of the heavenly planets. Okay, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.